Hello, hi, Sanbonani. Welcome to Life as a Freelancer podcast, where we dive into all things freelancing, entrepreneurship, and business. It is the first episode of the year. Happy New Year, even though it's Feb. Whether you're just starting out or already established, this show is for you. I am your host, Noctula Quella, and this podcast is brought to you by Times Live. Love is in the air with Valentine's Day around the corner. When we think of this day, naturally, our minds think woman and gifting. But what about men? Today, we're talking about how men are embracing wellness, skincare, and grooming. My guest is Jillian Nyakane, a founder of Jilly's Natural, a wellness brand based in Naturena, Johannesburg, who has built a business. Hi, Jilly.
Hi, Noctula.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm great, thanks. It's good to see you again.
Same here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Awesome. Thank you for coming through. So tell us, you are Jillian Nyakane. I hope I'm saying it right.
Nyakane.
Nyakane, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So Mrs. Nyakane, what sparked the idea of Jilly's Natural? And can you just tell us a bit about yourself before we get into your business?
Okay. My name is Jillian Nyakane. And on a human level, I am first a child.
Yes.
Then I was a sister, neighbor, friend, colleague.
Yeah.
Then a wife and a mother. Professionally, I am the founder and CEO of Jilly's Natural.
Mm-hmm.
We make body and hair care products from plant-based ingredients.
Yeah.
Additionally, we've got a massage parlor in Naturena where we offer massages that relieve pain, tensions, and knots.
Amazing. That's really exciting. And you started about 2 years ago, and your business seems to be growing quite rapidly. Can you just tell us a bit about the growth process? And we actually had an interesting conversation because your massage parlor is actually at a car wash, which is quite interesting. So that makes it your clientele is mostly male. So you then unlocked Uguti. Male actually are into wellness and all of that stuff. Can you just tell us about that?
Okay, so let me give you a brief background of how Jilly's Natural started.
Yeah.
So it started when I had adult acne. And okay. I was like, oh my goodness. I mean, adult, I thought I had passed that stage. But then I wanted to have a natural and safe product. So I experimented with pantry-based products.
Okay.
Products that you can find in your pantry, kitchen,
yes.
Your apple cider vinegar, lemons, honey, bentonite clay.
Yeah.
And then it just progressed to making body butters with shea butter because shea butter is excellent for moisturizing skin and hair.
Yeah.
My skin loved the shea butter.
Mine as well.
Even the hair.
Yeah.
So, and then I started making for myself, my family, and then my colleagues. Then I was working full time and then decided to sell to the public.
Okay.
So we've been selling at a market like your Linden Market, Rosebank Sunday Market.
Yes.
And other communal markets that we could have access to customers. And then I decided I needed a brick and mortar so that I could have access to customers 24/7, you know.
Nice.
And that's how we got to Naturena. So we have a shop there where we are selling our products.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided to add a service, which is massages and facials.
Yeah.
So because our business is in a commercial space where there's a car wash.
Yes.
And most car wash customers are men. I'm not saying women don't take their cars to the car wash. So naturally, we just have more male customers.
Get you.
And when we listened, we realized that, wow, men really care about their skin.
Mm.
Men care about their wellness. Men care about their aesthetics, you know.
Yeah.
And most of the times when they come, they want the massage because our massages are functional.
Yeah.
Because they relieve pain, they release knots and tension. And I mean, a lot of people are so stressed.
Yeah.
A lot of people are working hard, both men and women. So they like the massages And the facials.
Who doesn't like a facial? Jilly, you've spoken about all the good things that have to do with the business. I'm sure there's some challenges as well. When you start up, there's quite a lot of things that you encounter. And this podcast is specifically for people that are, like yourself, an entrepreneur, self-employed or a freelancer. So what are some of the business challenges that you faced, and what were the lessons that you carry on till this day?
I think it's, for me personally, especially bringing into the market a brand like Jilly's Natural, is the fact that you are unknown.
Yeah.
So building a brand from scratch is quite hard.
Yeah.
Unlike, you know, you work with Times Live.
Yeah.
Times Live is established.
Absolutely.
Well known. So it's a bit easier.
Yeah.
But when, and it's also my own name and I'm also unknown. So that was the biggest challenge.
Yeah.
In terms of marketing, branding, just getting the brand out there.
Yeah. I get you. That's a common challenge.
Yes. And then
you.
Obviously then we now have a plan, a marketing plan.
Yes.
We've got a marketing strategy. We know very well who our customers are, where they are, what they're doing, what they like, and that's what we are doing right now.
Yeah.
I'm here to get to have that reach to a wider and a larger audience.
No, absolutely. Great things are coming.
Thank you so much.
So what are some of the most common skincare concerns that your clientele have? I want this conversation to focus on wellness and the male species, because I find it interesting, because mostly when we talk wellness and Valentine's Day, inverted commas, we just think of women and gifting and all of that stuff. So what are some of the common concerns that your clients have come through with at Jilly's Natural?
So the biggest one is most challenges that men face are hyperpigmentation. We've had quite a number of them who have come to us and say, I've got patches of dark skin. My skin is no longer, the tone is not even.
Yeah.
I would like my skin to be, the skin tone to be even.
Yeah.
So, and our facials also have turmeric, which is good for brightening up the skin. And we use oils like rose hip oil. Mm-hmm. Rose hip oil is excellent for working on scars and wound healing, or, you know, like to remove blemishes.
Yeah.
So that's one. The second one is, in the market, we have anti-aging skin products.
Okay.
I don't like the name anti-aging because we are all aging.
You're supposed to age.
We're supposed to age. Yeah. It's natural.
Yeah.
But that's a concern for men, that my skin used to be more elastic. My skin used to look good or better.
Yeah.
But now that I'm aging, it's no longer looking as youthful. So I would like something to make my skin look better, look more elastic or youthful. So those are the two biggest challenges that we've seen, or concerns that men have come with to us.
That's quite interesting, because I also share the same concerns, and I'm about to be a Jilly's Natural girly. Like, I recently got an experience that many people are not going to be able to experience, whereby you create your own CBD oil. And I want us to talk about the CBD and holistic wellness. So you offer CBD infused skincare and wellness treatments. How does CBD fit into your approach to self-care and relaxation?
Okay, so CBD, there's a buzz around CBD. So I would like people to understand CBD this way. So, you know, when you get upset, you're angry, and you don't behave the way that you would normally behave, or react in a way you normally would. So CBD is like that hug that calms you down. You're so angry. And then CBD comes and hugs you, calms you down. So on the skin, on the scalp, it does the same thing.
Whoa.
Because our skin gets inflamed from many things.
Yeah.
For example, if you get bitten by a mosquito, you have got that little bump. That's your skin inflamed. It's upset. Then when you apply a product with CBD, it calms it down, it soothes it. So I love CBD because of that and the fact that it's plant-based. It comes from cannabis. Cannabis has over 140 chemical compounds, and CBD is just one of them. Just one of them. We've got other beneficial compounds.
Yes.
So obviously, with our diet, our lifestyle, our skin becomes very inflamed. So you need something like a CBD. And you, there are other plant-based products that you can use that still soothes the skin as well. But CBD works wonders.
I can actually attest to that. Like, I've been using it in the evenings, like when you take your evening bath. I like how it just soothes the skin. Which other products do you offer as Jelly's Natural?
Oh, we are so proud because we've got quite a range right now. We've got a facial range. We've got body range. We've got hair care. So I'll start with the facial. So we've got a CBD face cream, especially for people with acne or oily skin. So it minimizes the oil. So it's excellent for oil control.
Yeah.
It also has rosehip oil, like rosehip oil, jojoba oil, lavender oil, which is also soothing. So if you've got acne or acne scarring, excellent for that. We also have witch hazel facial toner.
What is that?
A facial toner is...
No, witch hazel. What's witch hazel?
Witch hazel is also extracted from a witch hazel plant, which is, it's got origins in America.
Okay.
But it's so soothing and gentle on the skin as well.
Okay.
So it also reduces your oil secretion. It also balances the pH levels on your skin. And you can use it as a makeup remover, remover as well. So we've got that. And then we have, in the hair care, we have hairspray, which is moisturizing and hydrating. It's my absolute favorite at the moment because weave girlies or wig girlies can use it under their wigs.
Okay.
We normally see ladies doing this to your hair. I'm sorry, it's audio. But when you pat your hair, you pat your hair because your scalp is dry.
It's itchy,
and it's dry.
Yeah.
So you need to moisturize. And moisturizing, it's really, when something is dry, what do you do? You have to wet it, right?
Yes.
Even when your scalp is dry, you must use a water-based. It doesn't have to be water, but it just needs to be moisturized. There are other ways to moisturize, rose water, etc. So we've got the hairspray, very nice, but you can also use it on braids because it hydrates and moisturizes the scalp. And then we've got CBD hair oil, which is our bestseller. People love the hair oil. You can use it in multifunctional ways as well.
I was about to ask,
You can base it on your scalp. You can use it as a hot oil treatment. Most of our customers use it as the hairline. That word just escaped.
I must do that. I'm trying to get my hairline back.
So you apply it, you massage into the scalp, and if you've got a derma roller, it works very well with a derma roller to help with the with the hairline. So that's the hair. And then for the body, we've got quite a number of products. With the CBD range, we've got a CBD body wash, which smells amazing. It's heavenly. It's hydrating as well. It's got aloe vera, so it moisturizes the skin. And then, so you can use the CBD body wash and use the CBD hair oil. CBD body oil. It's moisturizing, it's hydrating, and because it's got CBD, you can also use it when you've got like minor aches. Like I said, CBD soothes the skin. And you can use it as a massage oil as well at home.
Wow, so versatile. This is so exciting. What's next for the brand? Like, is there anything coming up to look forward to? Or what people should look out for, and where can they find Jelly's Natural?
Okay, so like I said earlier, that we've got a marketing plan a marketing strategy. So the plan is really to get the brand out there to as many people as we can, and to also have the products in as many outlets as we can, like your boutiques, health shops, etc. So far our products are can be found at Take A Lot, Amazon South Africa, Macro Online, and obviously our our web website. We've got an e-commerce shop, and we also have a physical shop in Naturena.
Nice, awesome, that's fantastic. And the socials, where can they get a hold of you?
We are on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and all of the platforms. It's Jilly's Natural.
Alrighty, fantastic. And lastly, Jilly, so for all the business owners and freelancers listening, how can they prioritize self-care even when life gets hectic? Because we know it gets hectic.
It does. And I've realized that it's the simple and basic things that we miss, we forget. We all think, oh, I'd like to be on a vacation in the Maldives, and then I'll rest. I'll be No. You must start right now.
Yeah.
I think like 5 minutes break, it really gives your mind a pause, a break, and then you can go back to whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
5 minutes break, 10 minutes break, or even a little nap, a power nap during the day. And I know we're all busy. Some people say, I don't have time for a nap. But you do have a 5 minutes break, and that break could be a biological break to go to the loo, to take a walk, to have some water, you know. I think if we can do that, that helps. It helps me.
No, I completely get you. And thank you so much for your time. This marks the end of our conversation. Do you have anything that you want to say in closing?
Yes, in closing, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Jillian, for sharing your journey with us. We really appreciate it. Whether you're freelancing, running a business, or just navigating life, remember that self-care isn't just a luxury, as Jilly said. It's essential for your success. That's it for today's episode of Life as a Freelancer podcast. Do not forget to subscribe and share. Until next time, take care and keep building your success.